USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. He tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A California judge is pushing back against Los Angeles County's ban on outdoor dining. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, Indiana is the latest state to enact new coronavirus restrictions in the face of a surge of new cases. Governor Eric Holcomb announced Wednesday that he's ordering hospitals to suspend non-emergency inpatient elective procedures for the next 3 weeks, as well as setting new limits for social gatherings. The state added nearly 6,000 new cases on Wednesday, and the governor says the new orders are to help ease the burden on the state's overwhelmed hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Secretary of State is warning that America's college campuses are at risk of infiltration by the Chinese Communist Party. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Chinese Communist Party is having too much of an influence on American college campuses. That was the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at Georgia Tech.
Fraudulent cries of racism or xenophobia should never drown out a candid exposure of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party.
Pompeo also saying Americans and Chinese people should not be afraid to expose the corruption of China's Communist Party.
But we see too often on American campuses that there's silence and censorship. It's been driven by the Chinese Communist Party. It usually boils down to something far less idealistic. So many of our colleges are bought by Beijing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Big Ten has announced that it will allow Ohio State to take part in next weekend's conference championship football game, throwing out a ruling it made before starting the season that teams must play 6 games in order to qualify. The Buckeyes have had 3 of their games canceled, including this week's yearly showdown with rival Michigan. The conference announced the change Wednesday, saying that the Buckeyes would have made it to the championship game regardless of the outcome of the clash with Michigan. The 4th-ranked Buckeyes will face number 14 Northwestern on December 19th in Indianapolis for the Big Ten title. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.